Me If I'm Lying podcast, and we coming at you today with a great, and I do mean a great, show. Today we have the Stop Me If I'm Lying top 10, and we in here with the guy. We got Pat for President.
Pat,
I introduced myself.
Pat for President.
I got myself, bro. I love
this nigga. Got a new nickname every week.
That's it.
All right, who are you today, Pat?
I am Young Pootie Tang, a.k.a. Pat.
What the fuck about him, boy?
Side of Tang.
We got the darkest dreadhead this side of the Mississippi. And I mean dark because he hates everything with life. Deshaun.
Dark. He just hate everything.
My boy can't find love nowhere.
I got the smoothest, silkiest poet that graced the Mississippi land.
And you know it.
Young Tizzle Slim.
What it do, that's me.
And man, last but certainly not least, I have his almighty, the guru.
Come on now.
B. Jizzle.
What's up with it, man? We in this bit.
Oh, you already know, man. And today we talking about, you know it, the top hip-hop albums of all time.
In our opinion.
Of all time.
These are straight facts.
Nah, nigga, I spit facts.
These are straight facts what this is. This is going to be the top 10 in order.
Top 10. Yeah. And we going to go from number one all the way down.
Okay.
All the way down.
First one, Reasonable Doubt.
Get the fuck out of here.
Okay. Number one.
Ill. Motherfucking Matic.
Oh, let's start at number 10.
Illmatic is number one.
Let's go 10 and go up. That'll
be better. No, because the list get harder as you go down.
Exactly. It's gonna get harder.
It's gonna get harder as you go up.
Number one.
Illmatic.
Well, is everybody in favor for Reasonable Doubt first?
Wait. We gonna get to that. Is everybody as number one? Is everyone in favor of Reasonable Doubt as number one?
Nah.
Okay.
Is everyone in favor of Illmatic as number one?
Yeah.
You don't gotta be.
We gotta see this list.
Now, what makes Illmatic a number one album?
It is like the blueprint for hip hop.
I believe so.
The message that was spoken on each track was
even very had a song called The Message.
The story of Illmatic is so cold. Anyway, the producer who brought Nas in the studio told us my boy couldn't rap on a beat at all. Mm. And he put out the greatest hip hop album to ever album.
That nigga said to ever album.
Ever.
I think that bitch is crazy. No skips. Every song
the beat.
Is a smack-a-lap hit.
It's inspirational.
The beat.
Inspirational. It's like everything you want in a hip-hop album.
Life's a bitch and then you die. It was real.
Yeah.
It was real.
I don't give a damn.
No falsifications.
Okay, so I got Illmatic at number one. 9 more. Number 2.
Reasonable Doubt.
You and this thinking Reasonable Doubt. Everywhere.
Is this in agreement? No. No, it is not.
I'm not
in agreement.
I
would
have said, yeah, but hey.
Nah.
All right. You got 1 year on that round.
Okay.
I'm not mad at it being number two.
I personally, Life After Death.
That could be a good name.
Man, I still need to see that list.
Life After
Why you let Pat see the list?
How you gonna fuck up it?
Right. Man, I can't read that shit.
Life After
Death.
Would anybody be argumentative of Life After Death?
I mean, what Life After Death got on it?
Hits.
Me? What's your hits?
Hypnotized.
Okay. That's a hit, naturally.
Like,
international hit.
Yeah. Hypnotized.
It's inspirational.
Biggie.
Can't you see?
But Reasonable Doubt got Dead Presidents. Feeling it.
It has 22 twos.
Mm.
The Evils.
Yeah. Brooklyn's Finest.
So you know
where he got ate by Biggie.
Hey, bro, look, man. That's a real.
I don't believe a classic album. You should be eight on your album.
Why not?
Biggie motherfucking Smalls.
Why not? I mean, it's all bumped and shit.
He's arguably the greatest rapper to rap.
It's not uncommon to be cooked on your own album.
But on a classic?
Yeah.
We gon' see.
That's how you know Jay-Z hard. He had the hardest hitting heavy hitter in that bitch. On his album.
Oh, man. That nigga said, you can't be cooked on your own album.
Yes, you can.
Because think about the people who got... got Kendrick features.
Think about Drake.
We'll see if Drake makes it. Mm.
Drake hasn't been cooked on a feature on his album before.
Of course.
Jay-Z cooked Drake.
Don't do that.
Drake done been cooked a lot.
Drake got cooked by...
If you say more than two, that's a lot.
Drake got cooked by Andre.
And Wayne. And Jay-Z.
Ain't never cooked.
Pound cake, bro. Yes.
Lights up.
Nah, Drake 3-0 on Jay-Z features.
Well, you stupid.
Amen. Sean.
Well, you going stupid right now. You going senile, man.
It's creeping in. So what's through? Reason for Death.
Life After Death.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Okay, right. Life After Death.
Life After Death has to be. So it's number two?
Number two, because Jay-Z got eight on his album by Biggie.
I don't think that's a reason.
That's a fair criteria.
I'm not saying life after death, we only on number two. I ain't saying Life After Death not gonna make it, but I'm just saying.
That bitch is on
the list. Life After Death is number two.
If somebody eats on your album, I wanna see what albums he got.
Fair enough.
Dude, I don't mean the album better.
It don't, but fair enough.
Is Life After Death better than Reasonable Doubt?
No. Oh, of course.
I think
Life After Death is better than Reasonable Doubt. Yeah.
What we got for number three? What we got?
Shit, now you got to talk about Reasonable Doubt being number three.
Nah.
Yes, Reasonable Doubt.
I don't know, man.
Are there any albums better than Reasonable Doubt?
How many songs Reasonable Doubt had?
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it do.
No, it doesn't. Illmatic probably the shortest album we got on this
list.
But
all 10 of them bitches bust.
But it's only 10.
Bro. But then 10 is strong. If it's strong,
hey, bro, 10 for 10 is 100%, bro. I'm going by percentages.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's 100% perfect. Dude,
okay, if an album is 20 for 20, does it make it a better album than Illmatic?
If it's 20 for 20? Yeah. Perfect? Yeah. Who's been like that? If you out there and you got 20 hits that's on Illmatic's level, bro, and you ain't put them out, bro, put them out now.
I'm gonna say it depends on what you call.
Listen to what you just said. You just answered your own question.
I think 20 for 20 is subjective in nature, but I'm saying just because it doesn't have skips doesn't mean it's better.
Nigga, friend or foe?
Just because it has more.
You know what, guys? I think it's around that time. I've been trying to hold my Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Stop it.
It's around
for
that time.
For number three?
13 hits. I mean, every single body. The beats, the producers, the features.
I skip all of the lights.
Mwah. You skip all of the lights.
You
yourself, whoa, the lights. That's stupid as hell. First and foremost.
Okay.
You know, listen. John Legend, Rihanna, all them niggas on that bitch.
Wait, listen.
Come on,
listen.
Man.
I skip all of the lights too, but I don't skip the interlude.
What? The interlude plus all the lights? Y'all
just don't say.
As far as
I say, about the,
come on,
I
man.
We not skipping. You can't skip
Power.
You can't skip Power. You can't skip Devil in a Dress.
Monster.
Can't skip Devil in a Dress.
Kid Cudi on it.
Can't skip Monster.
These top 10 are in no order.
So I say my
Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Not in no order. We just going top 10 of all time.
Reasonable Doubt is number three.
My Dark Twist.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, My Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Well, I didn't say it, but
okay,
I
what song on that bitch better than Power? He ain't like Power Heat.
Feeling it.
22
What song he ain't like Power Heat? He ain't like Power though?
22 tunes.
Nah, bro.
He ain't like Monster?
Fucking
tunes. Dead Blessed Hint. He ain't like Monster?
Friend of Foe,
like
nigga. That's a minute. Friend
Gorgeous.
Foe,
with Kid Cudi and Raekwon.
Nah. Politics.
Come on,
music.
Man.
Nah.
Come on now.
Nah.
Runaway.
The
Nine
Evils.
Minutes.
The Evils.
9 minutes.
3 minutes, 32
Runaway.
Seconds.
You proud of that?
Hell yeah. The fuck I am?
Hey, but all 9 minutes hard.
The fuck I am?
Hey, hey, see that? 20 for 20 over 10 for 10. If 20 is longer, that's more heat.
That doesn't make it a better album, though.
Bro, it because... The reason I say it's a better album is because it's not just a hip-hop album. It transcends... It's like a whole hip-hop
orchestra. But we're talking about hip-hop, though.
No, I'm saying it's a hip-hop orchestra. You go in there, bitch. It's like a whole orchestra.
This nigga just thinking about it. It's some goddamn string instruments on Reasonable Doubt, my nigga.
Reasonable Doubt, nice, but that bitch is an orchestra. Everybody. It got so many features. Okay. Everybody giving a full effort on it.
I agree with you.
All of the features going Kanye, 10. It has just a single person. It's so many people.
All of the lights have
some of their best verses. Okay. Rick Ross and Devil New Dress. Nicki Minaj on Monster. Some of their best verses they ever spit ever. They giving a whole 100% into that. Plus, the
production. Rick Ross Monster verse top five?
I said Devil and New Dress. I said this one of his best verses.
I said he crazy as fuck. Bro, Devil in a Dress is fire. Okay.
Then production wise and stuff, they even had Chris
Kanye
Rock on
producer.
Bitch.
The shit gotta be fire.
Kanye producing, like, bro, as far as album wise, man,
I agree with you.
Top three.
Let's get it.
You agree with my Dark Twisted Fantasy? Yeah. Pat agrees. Oh, yeah. I agree. BJ.
Yes.
Sean.
You know you won't.
It's not better than
He agreed.
I agreed that it's in the top 10, but not.
It's not better than
in the order.
This is not an order. We just figured out top 10 all time. These are all top 10 of the greatest albums. There can't be no order. The order can be subjective, but just the presence of music that they put in, that could be debated.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because it's a competition. Hip hop is a competition.
Right.
You want to put out the best competitive art. And if you're not, what you putting it out for?
True.
So, my beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. We gonna see if Reasonable Doubt hasn't
made the cut yet. That's crazy.
It's gonna come off. Here you go. Because, nigga, I looked at the goddamn song list, nigga.
Right, I'm like, I'm talking about hits.
That bitch gotta be top 10.
I'm talking about haymakers.
Yeah, that bitch on there.
Bro. Mike Tyson,
hey, man. Wait, which song we put on top
10? My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy made it.
Thanks, bro.
All right,
let
next.
Let me get Reasonable Doubt on one.
All right, six more. Six more. Who gonna make it?
So we already got four?
We already got three.
Three, okay.
We're on number four now.
Yeah.
Sorry, seven more.
Reasonable Doubt will not be anything less than top five.
It's in no particular order.
Okay, I get that. But if we go another two albums without saying Reasonable Doubt is on this bitch.
I got one. The Speaker Box and Love Below.
Man, nope. It's not better than Reasonable Doubt.
So,
we talking about Diamond album with Diamond singles.
Spit your case.
We talking about songs like Hey Ya. Like my guy. Like we talking about we not talking about a nationally credited album. We talking about an international sensation.
Reasonable Doubt is in there.
Like Reasonable Doubt is not a Diamond Soul album. Speaker Box and Love Below is. Let me give you some other Diamond. Let me give you some other Diamond albums. Hey, MC Hammer, Diamond. Michael Jackson, Diamond. Prince, Diamond.
We're talking about hip-hop.
Like, Eminem, Diamond.
Outkast, Diamond. We need to start talking about Eminem sooner or later. We better bring his name up in here.
Man. Look, though.
So what we putting right there?
Let's go down the track list. Now,
this nigga tried so hard to not have hold on this list.
Kenfo.
You know what I'm talking about.
If you want to go down and go production, I want you to think about this now. If you want to go production,
but that's not fair because
we talking about production of the Dungeon Family right now. We talking about Andre 3000.
Production today.
Sleepy Brown.
Production today is better than production was 30 years ago in hip hop. That's just the advent of technology. Production should be better on the Love Below than than Reasonable
Doubt. I mean, wait.
But the album, that doesn't necessarily make the album better.
Well, Jay-Z was speaking on that shit. What they was speaking on the album y'all talking about was some dope shit. But what Jay-Z was speaking on Reasonable Doubt, my nigga, that shit.
See, I think the Blueprint 3 is a better album than Reasonable Doubt.
You crazy than a motherfucker.
Than a motherfucker. It got more popular hits.
I mean, you know shit.
Niggas just listen to Run This Town and just think it's top five.
Run This Town,
are
New
you
York?
Crazy, bro?
Empire State of Mind, bro. Empire State of Mind.
And this is what I be Empire saying, State bro. People be so far. Forever young. People be so far in their own. People be so far in they in their own biases.
22 twos.
Like people be like.
Hey, you want to know something crazy?
22 twos, dog.
You want to know something? I will honestly say the Black Album probably better.
The Black Album is better than Blueprint 3, yeah.
The Reasonable Doubt.
No. All y'all niggas go home right now.
No.
All you niggas.
Black Album. All you niggas. But hits, though.
All y'all niggas. 99
Problems. Dirt Off His Shoulder. Encore.
Oh, my God.
It's better than Blueprint.
Produced in 2 days. Oh, my
God. It's better than Blueprint.
We tell you, Maddie had a better story. Listen, a song, an album produced in 2 days? That don't sound like a good ass story.
Oh,
and we just looking at it from y'all view. Y'all say Illmatic had a great story to his album. That's why y'all put it number
Black
one.
Album
at the Black
Album
producing 2 days. Rick Rubin, Kanye West, Timbaland, Purdue.
He said the Black.
I wouldn't mind the Black Album being in that bit.
He said the Black Album better than.
Oh wait.
Reasonable Doubt is better. Than
wait.
Than
so
the Black
you would
album.
So you would agree with the Black Album
being better than?
I wouldn't mind
the Blueprint 3. Yes.
Would you say the Black Album could be a top 10 album of all time?
No.
I would.
99.
I would.
Dirt Off Your Shoulder.
I would. Before. BJ, would you?
Doubt is
the
better.
Black Album.
Yeah.
A top 10.
All time.
Ever.
Would you say Reasonable Doubt, though?
I would say Reasonable Doubt.
Okay. So we got
it. But would y'all want to put Reasonable Doubt right now?
Yes.
Okay. You know what? I'll put Reasonable Doubt right now.
Y'all say that.
Reasonable Doubt at 4.
Talking about politicians.
Let's go.
Yeah,
boy,
love that goddamn
Reasonable Doubt.
Stop playing.
Now, if we got Reasonable Doubt out of here,
we got to put Marsh Mathers.
The speaker box in a little bit. We got to stop playing now. Now, come on now. Come on now. Are we going to say Marsh Mathers better than the speaker box in a little below? Was that what we finna say? Both of these are diamond albums now.
What about Victory Lap?
Huh?
What about Victory Lap?
Come on, Tim.
Okay.
Why haven't we talked about Doggy Style?
Okay. We in five right now. This not a particular list, but right now we kind of eyeballing. Like, you feel me? This is like our top five right here.
Like,
not a particular order, but somewhat.
I'm just saying.
The fifth one we going
to Marshall Mathers, Speaker Box, and Little Below, Doggy Style. If you had to listen to one for the rest of your life, which one would you pick?
You know what?
I'm listening to Speaker Box for versatility.
You know what?
I'm listening to Speaker Box.
You know what? I would kind of take all three of them on that list.
But
like
if you had
you
to listen to one for the rest of your life.
But, you know, just like how you said it, I kind of would take it.
Nigga, that bitch got roses.
Speaker Box.
Ken Fogg! You know like, what we talking about?
Crash.
Hey, man. Put that on there.
Ghetto music, bro. For what, bro?
It got Prototype on it.
Put that
come
on there.
Come on, bro.
You put the Marsh Mathers after that, but you put that right there.
Like, bro.
No, Stank On You is not better than the Love Below, listeners. We know some of y'all over there tweaking, but it's not. Stop it.
Hey, I will agree with you there, sir.
Stank On You is not better.
Is Outkast's second best album? It could be argued with Equimini if you want to.
I think I'm putting Equimini over it.
I would too. This Stank On You B3. That's a trilogy. To me,
that's
a killer trilogy.
Hey, if the third one is Stank On You, I'm not complaining.
Deluxe.
I'm not complaining.
You know, a more difficult conversation that we could have for me.
You just finna say something hold that people on. Just gonna art.
Hold on, wait.
Shun
you go there.
Shun this.
Before you go there, our five that we have: Illmatic, Life After Death,
yeah,
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy,
facts,
okay. Reasonable Doubt.
Let's get top. It.
Speaker Box and Love Below.
We could argue sorry, My Beautiful man. For number two, but we keep going. We keep going.
We not finna do this, Pat.
Come on, Fred. Let's keep it going.
All right.
We now have
the last five.
Before we do that, let Sean tell his interlude. This intermission.
What I think got? A good conversation to be had would be some of the best 3-song stretches on any album.
Okay.
Like you, like it's a section of an album. Even if the album got skips on it, just 3 songs back to back to back that you gotta play, all next to each other.
Are we just talking hip hop or like?
I don't know, man. That's too specific, bro. Like yeah, 3 in there, like, cause it's shuffle, man. Like,
no, I'm talking about in order of the album.
Who remember album orders like that to just say, oh, these 3 right here?
You're speaking as a solely producer right now, Sean.
You can look it up.
No, son, everybody out there is not a producer like you.
Who wants to argue that?
That's like saying, I don't know if this is how it goes, but that's like saying Billie Jean Thriller and Smooth Criminal. Not Smooth Criminal, but Wanna Be Starting Something are all next to each other.
Are they?
That's an amazing 3-song stretch, right?
But are they?
But who know that?
But are they?
I'm about to look. It's probably not, but let's look at it.
Okay, then.
For the sake of argument.
Shit, I'm just saying, I listened to the whole Thriller back to back to back to back. Shit, we talking about 3-song stretch. You ended them 3. Man, shit. Like 1 through 3, 3 through 6, 9 through 12. Shit.
Thriller, Beat It, Billie Jean, all next to each other.
I mean, what's the next
thing? That's a tough-ass 3-song stretch. And the 4th song is Human Nature.
What's the feel? What's the fifth?
The fifth? PYT.
What's the 6th?
Damn.
Lady in My Life. It's only,
you know,
9
what? I'll argue 4 through 6 is almost done. Like, Sean, you see
that? What?
Hey, Pat, you should have let that
slide. Human Nature, PYT.
Human Nature,
PYT.
Hey. The first stretch got Thriller on it.
I did not say I would win the argument. I would just say I would argue with.
Man, let's get back to these.
That's all I'm saying.
This nigga is crazy.
Hey, man, I looked at Pat like, what? I wanted to argue him so bad, but he said Thriller, Beat It, and what else?
Billie Jean.
Billie Jean? Did you not hear that? You heard what you tried to argue?
What? Yeah. Bro, first off, who even know that track listing is like that? First off,
since he looked it up and proved it, I'm like, okay, damn. I get what he's saying. Damn. But, bro, you wild out. Bro.
You tweet bad. Like,
and bro, I love Human Nature. I love PYT.
I ain't gonna lie.
But, boy.
Damn. Niggas put their
bro,
first
Mike song. Wasn't going when he made that
album. The first song on Thriller is Wanna Be Starting Something. But,
oh.
I thought
first song was Thriller. Thriller, like, nigga, that one?
Thriller being the first song, crazy. Followed by Beat It and Human Dog.
Bruh, nah. you gotta make it a story. Bro. You gotta warm them up into it.
Bro, I imagine the person facial expression when they were hearing that for the first time. Hearing it in front to back. Damn.
Like Mike was going crazy in the studio like that.
And this nigga talking up. He talking off for Human Nature like. Damn.
Bring it back. And then Pat come in and they sitting there like, stop him. Stop him.
Shit.
All right, all right. Back to our top 10. Number 1, we have Illmatic. Number 2, Life After Death.
Okay.
Number 3, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Come on now.
Sure.
Number 4, Reasonable Doubt.
Sure, Liv.
Number 5, The Spiegelbox and The Love Below.
Yeah.
Now, I think right now we have to have a serious discussion right now.
Very honest conversation.
Very honest conversation. Because right now.
Very peaceful.
The Carter 3 is nowhere in sight. Man. And I have no problems putting this as number 6. But my comrades, we must come to an agreement.
You know what? Personally, I think the Carter 2 is a better album, but the significance and impact that the Carter 3 had, like in terms of just sheer popularity.
Hey, Mr. Carter. Hello.
Tell me where you been. You know.
Hey, come on, man. You already know what that's going. But
Don't Shoot Me Down. Got Money.
Dr. Carter.
Mrs. Officer.
Dr. Carter, he literally explained to rappers how to be the best rapper.
Let the beat build on.
That's how you let the beat build, bitch. A million.
Nigga, everybody memorized that song. Nigga.
Tougher than Nigerian hair.
Mr. Carter front.
You know, the lead single, Lollipop, you know. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Rest in peace, Static Major.
Rest in peace, Static Major.
You know, he got the song with Robin Thicke on it too, right? Shooter. Or was that on Carter 2?
Oh, man, bro.
You do got a song, Rob.
That's Carter 2.
That's Carter 2?
I got a huge argument right here.
Spit it. Say it.
Marshall Mathers LP, man. I got to give it to Stan.
The way I am.
The real Slim Shady. The way I am. Like, these are not just songs. These are transcending.
Can I do you worse?
Come on, man. These are transcending.
Pat, can I do you worse?
What you got?
The Eminem Show is better than the Marshall Mathers LP.
You gotta tell me what you
skeletons in my closet. White America.
Superman.
I can't be your Superman.
The real Slim Shady. May the real Slim Shady please stand up. Come on, man.
Till I collapse.
Ooh.
Till I collapse.
You know what, you got Mockingbird too? Long as you
feel them till the day that I drop. You'll never say that I'm not killing them.
See, the song we got with God Drake.
Damn, I can rap that whole list. Because Reggie, Jay-Z, Tupac, and Biggie, Andre from Outkast, Jay the Corrupt, Nas, and Diddy.
Like, Kenfolk, hey, I'm going to give it. I got to go with Son, bro. The Eminem Show.
You know what?
Better than Marshall Mathers.
I tried, Stan. You know I love
the realest hip hop. Oh, bro, my God.
If we talk about any song that deals with storytelling, Stan is the pinnacle when it comes to storytelling.
It is.
But
the Eminem
we
talking
album. We just said album, man.
Hey, both of them are diamond albums,
man. You know what?
So now we got to go.
Eminem Show with Carter 3. That's the argument.
Carter 3.
Now. That's the argument.
Down to.
Hey, yeah. Guys, did y'all just not hear what y'all were just rapping?
If you want to, a milli though, bro.
Now,
this like, if you want to talk about rap,
everybody knew a milli.
If y'all talking bars, if this thing's talking bars and shit, then you know what? I would say the Carter 3. But we talking global impact for general population. You can't say Carter 3 was better than Eminem Show.
I can't say
I can. The Carter 3 sold a mil in a week.
It crossed over. The Eminem Show crossed over way.
It went platinum in a week.
It did sell a mil in a week.
It went platinum in a week.
The Eminem Show crossed.
I don't even think it was 7 days, though.
Like, bro, it went platinum in the first week.
It was 5 business days.
Front to back. I will say that every track.
From the day it dropped.
Cross over better than every song from Carter 3.
As you went, ain't shit.
Wayne definitely crossed over to Carter 3, bro. Like,
he crossed over.
It sold a mil in a week. The Carter 2, the Carter 2 is straight for the hood, bro.
Lollipop.
Yeah, the Carter. Come on, man.
I don't know why they both can't be on that bitch.
I mean, can Eminem go after? What's next to come after Eminem?
Now, we got the Eminem Show.
We got Eminem Show. What's next?
Damn, baby.
Damn? Oh, damn, come in. I gotta say 2014.
Don't even do that.
Wait. No. This is a. You wanna say damn?
Before damn come in, I gotta say 2014 for us here, Drive.
I'm gonna pick damn, the Eminem Show on the both of them.
I'm still picking the Eminem Show.
But wait, did we say Doggy Style yet? Let me call you
right. Disrespect.
No, we have not.
Disrespect.
So. Do we got
I think Doggy Style is better than Eminem Show.
Do we got.
I think Doggy Style better than Eminem Show.
Did we say Michael?
This is the now. This is where I like it to go.
The aftermath, friends.
Doggy Style or the Eminem Show?
Damn. Say goodbye to Holly. Soldier
in high school.
Wait, Soldier? Soldier? No, that's I think a toy soldier.
Right. Yeah, toy soldier.
He do got songs on them.
Yeah.
Wait, Sing for the Moment.
Haley song.
Sing for the Moment.
When he had like the Aerosmith dream on. Come on, man.
Say goodbye to Hollywood.
Gin and juice.
Yeah, bro. This is a tough one, bro. Doggy Style is literally
Haley song.
The most misogynistic album to ever exist. But it is the greatest. It is one of the greatest albums ever.
He definitely had better interludes.
Over Ginger.
He had way better interludes.
Eminem show Ginger.
Eminem don't have niggas pouring cups on the audio.
He diss his mom, bro. He diss his whole mom, man. He cleaned out his closet, bro.
He did body his mom.
Without me? How y'all gonna do without
him
me?
Him did body his mom.
He went through psychology on that. On
yeah,
that
that's definitely.
He embodied his mom.
He was practicing mental.
Hey, I forgot about Without Me, though.
Without, come on, man. When the music stopped, with the whole D12.
Nobody wanted to see Monster.
My guys, I am willing to give you the Eminem show right now.
I got him.
Okay.
From
only because Till I Collapse is still on there.
Kenfo.
Bro. Yes, man. Whew. Probably bumped that in the car.
White America! I could be one of your kids!
Now that Doggy Style is the talk.
What's better than Doggy Style at this point?
Oh, man.
Do we put Damn in there?
Ooh.
Wait. Can we double artists? Like, if we got two? Can we? Like,
don't say nothing, Kanye.
Can we?
1A, 1B.
If it can make it. If it can make it.
Can we double it? Can it make it?
If you feel it can come out the fire as a diamond, throw it in there.
Because
right now, Doggy Style is there.
Y'all want to call the dropout graduation?
Woo!
Which one?
Personally, Graduation is my favorite Kanye. Yeah,
Graduation. Hey, you want Graduation? Let's put up Graduation against it.
But
Graduation against Doggy Style?
Graduation against Doggy Style. Doggy Style is eating.
Wait, Doggy Style is eating this, Pat. Pat, nah, Doggy Style eating this.
Okay.
Okay. I'll give you my Dark Twisted Fantasy. But Doggy Style eating them,
but after we get done Doggy Style, somebody got to see Graduation. That's all I'm saying.
Damn.
All right.
I want to see Graduation.
All right.
I think To Pimp Butterfly is a better album than Damn, but whatever.
I want to see Graduation.
Damn is better than Graduation.
Mm. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Damn is better than Graduation. Well,
I had to think about Damn.
That shit got flashing lights. That shit
DNA?
Got
DNA?
Good morning.
Are we talking DNA? Champion.
I want good life.
Drunken hot girls?
Can't tell me nothing.
Lie. I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven.
Wait till I get my money right. This man said wait till he gets money right.
Then everybody see him. I could buy my way to heaven.
When I woke up, I spent that on a necklace. Come on, man. You got a monster right here. Though, you got man. A monster right
that shit,
here.
That shit
flashing flow, lights.
That shit flow harder than any album I'd have ever heard. You know
big brother? Listen, my thing. Big brother was hey, Big's brother.
It was hard.
Ain't gonna lie. Not gonna lie. That Duckworth joint. That nigga told that story.
Oh, yeah, that was a story
like
right
a
there.
Like a motherfucker.
He snitched on his boss, but whatever. I'm going to let him have it.
Kendrick Lamar made you two sound good.
Ooh. Nigga, don't nobody listen to that song.
Bro, you better.
Triple X. I listened to it, but I'm not gonna go to it.
Bro, that's a story,
over
bro.
Drunken hot girls.
That's
over
a story. Yes,
it's not a story over Duckworth.
Loyalty with Rihanna.
It's not a story over Duckworth though.
Over flashing
humble. Lights. Humble. Humble. A song. Humble is a song he can go into any arena and not even rap. The crowd know it. The crowd are rapping. He can put his mic down.
I just want to put
30,000, 40,000, 50,000 people to rap that song with him not saying a word.
Can I put To Pimp Butterfly versus Damn? I want To Pimp Butterfly.
Element.
Over good
if I
want to
slap a pussy ass nigga, I'm going to make it look sexy.
Come on, man.
See, they ain't even hit like that. Because you know what? I'm going to slap a pussy ass nigga. And guess what I'm going to do? Make it look sexy.
Over good life?
Yeah.
DNA, bro.
I still like To Pimp a Butterfly over Damn.
I'm just saying, over Graduation, bro? Come on, man.
To Pimp a Butterfly got all right.
Homecoming?
The Black of the Berry.
Let me think about it now and then. My boy talked about that song, man. Come on, bro. Man. Let's
damn,
get it, bro.
Okay, Damn.
That shit.
Thank you,
over
bro.
Over Graduation?
Yeah. Damn, bro. BJ.
Damn, for sure.
Thank you, bro.
Goddamn right.
y'all just don't want Kanye. I'm back on this. It's cool.
No, damn, be Doggy Style just then. Because Doggy Style still ain't here.
Even though I think To Pimp a Butterfly is
yeah.
Wait, Damn, be Doggy Style?
Can we agree?
No.
So Damn don't be Doggy Style?
No.
Damn.
Wait, we ain't put Doggy Style?
No. Damn, one. Damn won a Pulitzer Prize. It's literally an album you can listen to forward and backward with two different meanings. It won a Pulitzer Prize. Like,
just look, if you listen to it.
I told you, friend.
It's literally a it is literally a lyrical experience. Like, it's so lyrical in its experience that the writing that he chose to pick up a pen and what came out of his ink won a Pulitzer Prize.
Illmatic don't have a Pulitzer.
My God.
Is it a better album?
The damn.
Illmatic.
You literally gotta ponder upon it. It must be pondered upon.
You don't have to ponder upon.
These top 10 are in no specific order, but this is top 10 that we've heard. But just
but you're saying, but you're saying just because it has a Pulitzer
Bro,
Prize,
if that the world, if the world stopped, listen,
the gold standard for bro, bars. No,
if the
no.
world stopped, if
the, it is the bro, gold standard for bars.
Bro,
though.
It's not.
If the world stopped, and if the world stopped right now and went to, if the world stopped right now and went to complete dust, and they and the only survivor is a 8-year old child. Who's never heard hip hop in his life. And he starts digging up hip hop albums.
I'm not giving damn first. Fuck out of here.
No, I'm not saying that. Bro, stop, bro.
You get my nigga cussed.
Ain't nobody even talking about that. You going too far. Chill out. What I'm saying is, once he starts digging up albums.
So he ain't go far at the world.
Listen.
Stop.
Listen.
If the world stopped and an 8-year-old kid wanted to know about hip hop.
So and then he started digging up albums. Once he digs up Illmatic, that's an experience. Once he digs up Damn, that's an experience. Once he digs up the Eminem Show, that's an experience.
I think all of these albums are experiences.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why Damn is here. Now, what else beats Doggy? Now, Doggy Style. You want to say Doggy Style and what was the Kanye album you brought up?
Graduation. Stop it.
Exactly. So,
We put Doggy Style. I'm cool with Doggy Style.
Dog style graduation?
Yeah, I'm cool, yeah.
All right. We got
Doggy. Whoa. We're not putting graduation on the fucking list.
No, we're putting Doggy Style.
Yeah.
You
were listening. Oh. Yeah, we're not putting
graduation. See, so you just be wanting to argue. You don't ever listen.
Watch your rabbit ass mind.
Now, watch this. Where we at now, Pat?
Shit, 2014 Four Seal Drive.
Why you ain't say the Kanye album just then? Huh? Exactly. This is what I'll be talking about. Straight biasness. Doggy Style is down. It was just with you was just arguing that Kanye album so much. You see the last one come up and you say 2014.
If Kanye ain't gonna win. So I mean, why are you? I think 2014 is the top.
You don't think 2014?
If Damn on that motherfucker, then
you don't think 2014 is the top album of all time? No features, straight heat.
No, because he just
I say Born Sinner.
Because he did it two times back to back.
Wow. So you just hate?
No, I'm not hating. I'm not hating.
Because he did it twice back to back.
You're not listening to me.
He did it three times back to back.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, he did it two more times back to back. So people don't like For Your Eyes Only, right?
I bump that bitch.
Some people do.
I like it.
Commercially? No.
Commercially, no.
If that child digs up... If that child dug up For Your Eyes Only, he wouldn't even understand it because he wouldn't even know the story
behind
it.
But it did go platinum, right? With no features. K.O.D. also went platinum with no features. I do not like K.O.D.
Okay.
Okay. I feel
it. Just because it went platinum with no features doesn't make it...
No, I ain't just saying just for no. Okay, but 2014 Four Seals Drive, even if it didn't go platinum, which it obviously
it did,
which obviously it was.
I mean,
but even if it didn't go platinum, the bars alone.
J. Cole averaging a triple double.
The bars alone.
Give me the hardest bar in 2014.
First thing first, rest peace to Uncle Phil.
Stop.
For real.
what you got? Disrespected. I want to see it.
I'm just saying.
Last night, you put up on my nigga at the light, like, nice watch.
See, you argue for them.
Exactly.
Too.
Don't spit.
You see why the album top 10?
I mean, it's harder bars on For Your Eyes Only.
This man told you I'm Wayne in 02.
03.
03. I'm Ice T mixed with Ice Cube.
It was nothing like the first time she was in my math class. I mean, I get that.
From album front to back, That bitch is a top 10.
I still don't think it's top 10, though. It's a,
well, until you bring up something.
Bring up something. Put something in the fire with it. Because right now, it's looking like a diamond.
This nigga said born sinner.
Born sinner. Stop thinking bias. You being biased.
It is kind of biased. That's my favorite.
I mean, I think food and liquor. Y'all gonna debate me on that, but I think food and liquor is better than 2014.
You better, what else than kick push?
I gotcha. The daydreaming of Jill Scott joint. Y'all sleep.
Over what dream?
Sean, the 2014 album, there is literally a concert album. It literally, the concert was literally made into an album. That's not an
uncommon thing.
You name me 10. I'm telling you, front right to back, now.
That album.
Niggas have live albums all the time.
And then, not just that album that's was hidden. Stand the test of time. No matter like, how
I'm not gonna lie, I haven't heard the live album.
How? Yeah, you snap. How old that album gets, it will continue to be. No matter of fact, that album gets better as it gets older.
Like, literally. It Drake ages like fine
wine. Drake albums get better as they go.
What Drake album you trying to put up against it? Please take care of ass up.
Please do.
Hey, bro.
Y'all believe. Y'all disrespecting Drake like this.
I'm old, not playing with Drake like that.
I'm just saying. The real underground king.
Come on, man.
Lord knows.
Bro. What album you putting up with it? What album you putting up with 2014 14 draft?
You can argue.
You can talk about nothing with the same.
Every Drake bar that you can name is not gonna hold up to anything on 2014.
That's kind of
cap.
Well, I don't know about everybody. Please give me
everybody.
Shoot,
everybody. Please,
they both can rap, man.
They both can. Oh, of course. Yes, it can. I'm not taking nothing away from Drake, but I'm just saying, album-wise, now we talking song for song-wise, then we'll have a different argument, we'll have a more debatable argument.
Because Drake
we're talking, and we're talking album-wise.
You ain't listening to
Drake High School, did? I did, yes. Of course. Oh, okay. And we're talking album-wise, album Drake has that you could say is better than 2014 Forest Hill Drive?
Nothing was the same with Take Care.
Or Take Care here. Off top.
Album one through motherfucking that song is over. Which one? Please bring whichever one do y'all think. Which one? Come verse for yourself.
Nothing was the same or Take Care. That's what we're saying.
Oh, 2014 Forest Hill Drive.
Yeah.
Okay.
You bring up nothing was saying, you bring up Take Care track list and tell me it's gonna hold up.
Over my dead body, bro.
It's going to hold up with what J. Cole had.
Fuck all that happy to be here shit that y'all want me on.
Come on, man. He start off with.
I'm the big homie. They still be trying to look on me, dog.
Nigga, headline.
Headline. Tell me what's really going on. Jizzy back up.
Oh, Soulja Boy.
That's forever.
Oh, Soulja Boy. Oh, Soulja Boy. That's what we talking about.
That's what we talking about.
Oh, we bringing up Big Soulja in. We bringing up Big Soulja.
Wu-Tang.
You.
Defamation.
Yeah, that thank you later. Headline.
Thank you later. No, I'm talking about what you just said. Soulja Boy shit thank you later. But whatever was said, let's take care.
We'll be fine.
Pound cake.
Cameras.
Over 03?
Cameras.
Come on. Over 03 adolescents, pound cake.
Nigga, cameras.
You wild.
Camera, hey, you been out this conversation, Seven. I'm be honest, bro.
Hey, bro.
You been out, man.
Stop disrespecting this man.
I'm not disrespecting, I'm just saying. Album wise.
Doing
that
it
album
wrong.
Was, that
the
album.
The real.
Y'all.
Look what you've done, nigga.
Wait.
Tripping.
That's a story.
Wait. The real her, he got 8 by both rappers.
I mean, he had some strong.
I'm not just saying.
I wouldn't even say he got 8.
Well, he wasn't rapping. He was singing.
And see, wise, that's the cop out for Drake being a singing rapper. He don't have to get 8 because if he hears some shit that he can get 8 on,
is that song "The Real Her" bigger than "Love Yours"?
"The Love Yours." It might not be, but his head fucking right might be.
It's not bigger than Tell Two Cities. Nor damn sure not bigger than no role models.
Yeah, fucking right.
The motto?
It damn sure not bigger than no role
models. Marvin's Room is.
Is it better?
Is it better? Marvin's Room?
Bigger and better. You probably say it's a little bit bigger. It's more commercial. But is it better?
My nigga.
Is it better?
Started from the bottom.
Did the ball?
You ain't never heard
all me.
No song.
Did you hear
like
say start from the
bottom?
You tripping. Now you just talking pure commercial.
Hold on, we're going home.
Bro,
oh my God. So you just calling out songs now.
The language?
Pure commercial.
Practice.
This nigga is singing, bro. Pure commercial. Top 10 hip hop album.
We
saying
hip hop.
Hip hop.
J. Cole's album is a 100% hip hop album.
Wait, we talking about a singing?
This nigga singing on like Marvin's Room and shit. He's singing.
Y'all sing songs exactly. This ain't rapping.
Hey, bro.
Y'all get me straight. Commercial.
Come on, man.
I'm saying for pure.
Hip-hop,
I understand the songs are big, they nice and big and all, but do they age hip-hop?
Drake really will.
The thing y'all just told me, that's a song I listen probably with my girl.
Are you listening to it though?
Just because she sing along and I'm happy.
Hey, man.
Because she happy.
When I'm by myself driving and I want to hit him bars, I want to hit heat.
Bruh.
No skips.
Furthest Thing.
Well, I would play Lord Knows if I want to hit some bars.
Furthest Thing.
But that's just one song.
Over my dead body got bars.
I'm talking about front to back bars. 2014 bars front to back. What song got bars to you?
You feel play all day on 2014.
Central Pay not bars? That's a vibe. And hey, you see, we ain't talking about that.
Because
it's a vibe.
Central Pay probably my favorite song.
Because you like a vibe. That's a vibe song.
That album was Meek Smack from front to back.
Nigga, take care of Smeek Smack from front to back.
Man.
And he got the drippity drop.
Nigga, you know what? They say they want to hear bars, right?
Right.
What's that? What's that shit
the weekend on?
The Ride.
Oh, that shit is bars. It's not hitting over 2014.
It's on the same level into that. You won't love me till everybody said they love you, but it's not blood. And your suit is ox blood, and the girl you fucking hate you and your friends faded off shots of. What you ordered to forget about the game that you on top of. Your famous girlfriend ass keep getting thicker than the plot does.
Did you not hear this man say, I'm like the new Ice Cube, meet the new Ice T?
Ain't a way around it no more. I am the greatest. A lot of niggas sat on the throne. I am the latest. I am the bravest. Go toe-to-toe with the giants. I ain't afraid of you niggas. I lend a favor to you niggas before it's all said and done. This nigga need medicine. My Uzi weighed a ton. I need me a better gun. In fact, I just might need two. Because niggas say they don't one. And I got something to prove. Forgive me, Lord. They come back.
Come on, man.
Come on, bro.
Okay.
Come on, bro. Speak. What you got? What you got? This one song.
I mean, look, bro.
This one song alone. Hey, this Fire Squad alone.
It went a ton.
That shit heat.
My inhibitions fighting my intuition. Premature premonition.
Fred, you're only talking about what's being said. You're not talking about the song as a whole.
The beat hard. The bars harder.
Bro, for album,
what you need? Like camera, the beat is harder than what Drake saying.
Damn near. I'm not saying it's
camera instrumental alone.
Like, bro. This nigga took Illmatic and like revamped it to our style and like, you know, Great Value.
Are you set?
I said Great Value.
2014 is not.
Hey, excuse me. I just got one more thing to say.
Comparable to Illmatic and
Illmatic. So ahead of my time, even when I rhyme about the future, I be reminiscing. Come on, Mr. Drake Bars. Come on, bro.
Okay. I wouldn't be mad having that shit up in there, bro.
Exactly, because it's so bars.
Even when I rhyme about the future, I be reminiscing.
Come on, man, because it's bars. That's hip-hop at its finest.
You know, some older people would be ready to crucify us for this list.
Not for saying 2014 is going to be anything Drake got. I bet they'd be like, cool.
Hey, if they got it, though, I swear to gosh, I don't have a mean versus battle.
Take care is really...
Because think about it. Even for the...
Number 11, honorable mention.
Bro, even
don't say it condescending like that.
Y'all listen, Sean. It's a good ass album.
Sean, look, even for those old heads that say they can get mad at us about this list. How? We got Nas with Illmatic. We got Biggie with Life After Death. We got Jay-Z, Reasonable Doubt. We got Snoop Doggy Style. That's straight they generation's hits. They might say Pac. They might get mad because we may leave off. Because
y'all left out All Eyes On Me.
All Eyes On Me.
You know what?
We really...
And All Eyes On Me will be over anything Drake got.
For sure.
Soul, 2014, All Eyes on Me. I still pick 2014.
You crazy as fuck now.
For bars?
You know what?
You picking All Eyes on You pick you picking 2014 you know All Eyes on Me.
I got to listen to 10 albums. I got to listen to.
You know what? If we talking album front to back, hey. I'm saying 10 toes down on J. Cole.
What is life?
You catch me up saying it.
Because I'm saying, think about it. Out of the old people, out of the old heads era, we got Nas, we got Biggie, we got Jay-Z, we got Snoop. Like, and then even in our era, we have Eminem, we have Wayne, we have
and we're Outkast, talking albums front to back. Not one of these
Kanye
got skips on them.
Kendrick.
Not even imaginable skip.
And you saying Drake will be Dan the top honor? Drake will be the top honorable mention?
What's on? What's no. on? Damn got this guy. Damn got skip on that bitch. It need be. It need be talked about.
Or
Cause think about love. It. If you skip a song on Damn, love? You gonna miss the meaning. Yeah, if you skip a song on Damn, you miss the meaning. Front or back?
That's all hate right there. That's hate right there.
Oh, you ain't gotta skip love.
I want to be with you. Hey, I want to be with what? I thought you were gonna say a song. I really just don't remember right now or something. My boy said love.
Cause I'm saying rest in peace to Biggie and Tupac. But I believe a lot of old heads will argue that Biggie is the better rapper.
He would.
Yes.
Now, that's
now
just.
Now you just
that's
even though just I think, even though I think Tupac made better now. Music subjectively,
just like think, J. Cole think, and Drake. J. Cole's the better rapper.
Why you
you
me?
Can say Drake makes better music.
Why you interrupting me?
Okay.
Like I said, I will put Tupac over Biggie, but I do think that Biggie had more technical skill than Pac, but I don't think he made better music.
Sick it in your head.
Is Drake Cole is J. Cole skillfully better than Drake?
Yes.
Skillfully.
Yes.
Skillfully. Technically.
Right. Like, technically
as a,
rapping.
Skilled as a rapper.
Yeah, sure. I'll say, yeah.
2014 Forest Hills Drive.
But if we just go on, but if Drake makes better music, then why can't we put a case that this album deserves to be over that?
Because All Eyes on Me is out and Doggy Style is still in, which is.
We're not taking music. Doggy Style out.
We can't. Because it's our. Because we can't. But his albums that are lyrically better, like Forest Hills Drive, is lyrically better than Doggy Style. But Doggy Style just hit different, cause like, bro, that's bro, pure hip hop.
Do we got Forest Hills Drive on that bitch?
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
Number 10.
And so, to stop me if I'm lying. 10. No arguments.
Wait.
It's arguments, but okay.
But no, start from 10 to 1. Then if we need to rearrange anything, we'll talk about
number
it.
10. 2014 Forest Hills Drive.
That could go up, but I
stop it.
Number 9, Doggy Style, Snoop.
That could.
It
be
should be Snoop. Higher, but okay.
Damn, Kendrick Lamar.
That
number
could
8.
Be high.
No, it couldn't be
number 10.
Y'all some hey man niggas.
Number 7, The Eminem Show.
That could yes, be low.
You must not hear our conversation.
Number 6, The Carter 3.
Yes.
Okay.
And our top 5. Number 5, Outkast, Speaker Box, okay. Love Below.
I like that.
Number 4, Jay-Z, Reasonable Doubt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Number 3, Kanye.
That shit should be lower. That shit should be lower.
I think that's right. That's right.
Red yep. light yep. ain't your thing, bro.
Number 2, Biggie, Life After Death.
Can you be mad at that? The dice roll either way, you know.
You wildin' now.
No order, bro.
It ain't.
Number 1, Nas, Illmatic.
No way.
Number 3. Now, with this, we all understand. That music is subjective, so of course people can have things that they say should
like
go up
one,
or go down. Shut up, Pat. All right, now you wildin'.
All right, Pat. Pat,
calm down.
My nigga said my Dark Twisted Fantasy is top 10.
Hey, man, it is.
It's bro. Top 3.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
an album of the 2010s decade. So it's definitely gonna be above Damn in 2014.
It gotta be top 5.
The 2010's decade album.
Damn came out in 2017.
That's a 2000. What? That's a 2010.
When did My Dark
Twisted
Fantasy come out?
2010.
Came out
2010.
So that was like from 2000 to 2010.
Of the 2010s.
Of the decade. What? 2010.
You see the reaches right here?
That's from 2000.
Yeah, we reach
you,
all
yeah, you, yeah, you stretched out for that one.
Hey. I don't think Jordan could have made that dunk in space.
Yeah, okay, but that's a pretty fair list. That's a pretty nice list. You know what? I can't argue with it. What about y'all?
Yeah, I can, but sure. I'm going to let it ride.
Of course you are. Of course you can make your subjective arguments, but facts are just facts, man.
Who would be the honorable mentions?
Should we say
All Eyes on Me?
Take care. All Eyes on Me.
You know, I still think Food and Liquor deserves a mention.
What about Victory Lap?
A Graduation. Damn, show, dude. It was
28 Chambers by Wu-Tang. Enter the Wu.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's keep this real deal hip hop. See, we jumping around.
T-H-O-D.
Man. Like, come on, bro.
Facts. But that's been Stop Me If I'm Lying podcast. If y'all enjoyed it, let us know who y'all think should be on the list or whatnot. Who do we leave off? Because we know it's a lot of other names. Because I forgot the Fugees to score. But hey, it's some more people. But
drink water.
Yeah.
Facts. Review, share, subscribe. Sure. And most importantly, tell a friend.
Be kind to each other.